97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like Netflix is set to release the first live-action Scooby-Doo series. It's going to offer an original story for the beloved Mystery Inc. gang. It's an 8-episode series. It's going to reimagine how Shaggy, Daphne, Velma, and Fred came together during a summer camp adventure involving a mysterious Great Dane puppy. This marks the first live-action series adaptation of the iconic 1969 cartoon, aiming to introduce the characters to a new generation.
Does anyone else automatically hear Gooby-Doo in their head when they hear that music? I do. I just said that
no, first thing popped
in my head.
Gooby-Doo.
Yeah, that's it.
Shaggy.
I love the series. I don't love live action, but
what
are you gonna do? Yeah.
As long as Scrappy Doo's not in it.
Oh, 100%. If I had the bell, I would ring it. Oh, my goodness, yes.
I don't know where it is.
It's under your coat. There it is.
Thank you.
There you
no
go.
Scrappy Doo. No.
A couple days ago, Marvel Studios officially announced the cast for the upcoming film for Avengers Doomsday. It's going to be released
on... 5.5-hour live stream.
No.
Oh, it was.
Every 15
Ridiculous.
Minutes, they just showed another chair, a director's chair.
Right, with a name on the back.
With a name on it.
They have a condensed version if you want to go look at it. Some of the returning names, Robert Downey Jr., of course. He's already been told he was coming back.
He actually was there in person.
Iron Man is dead.
He's not coming back as
Iron Man.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
To be Victor Von Doom.
Others, Chris Hemsworth coming back, Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stan's coming back. There is also some exciting new characters that they teased on there.
Stop.
Hey, I just don't want to spoil it.
No. X-Men.
All the X-Men are
coming.
But, like,
but they're Bryan
OG
Singer's X-Men.
X-Men, not the first-class X-Men.
Okay. So any old actors? Any other
very
old actors?
Yeah,
Patrick Stewart's really old.
Oh, Patrick Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
Ian McKellen.
Huh.
Kelsey Grammer.
Why would they? Why?
It's
I don't remember Kelsey Grammer being in Marvel. When was
he
in Marvel?
He was in the third one.
It was just his voice.
Oh, he was in it.
Oh, they
okay,
motion captured
I have no
Kelsey
memory
Grammer?
Of that.
Oh, he had he had prosthetics and stuff on.
And blue.
He was blue.
Okay. All right.
Ladies, do you know what we're talking about?
No clue.
Now, here's what I'm hearing.
I hear Charlie Brown. Wop, 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 wop.
All right, well, I'll move on to something you'll know.
All right.
All right, CBS is reportedly developing a new Yellowstone spinoff. It's going to center on Casey Dutton, portrayed by Luke Grimes. This procedural series is expected to delve into Casey's life after departing the Dutton family ranch. It looks like Kelsey, is her last name Asbill? I'm going to go with Asbill. And Breck and Merrill, they're Monica and Tate. They're supposed to come back. Although there is a little bit of a development, it sparked a dispute between Paramount Global and NBC Universal over streaming rights, as NBC Universal holds the exclusive streaming rights to Yellowstone on Peacock until 2029. So
okay, all right.
They don't know where it's going to be on.
This is where Mark gets off here.
Casey came out of that whole thing smelling like a rose. Can I just tell you that? Like, he struck the deal that sold the ranch, and then because of the deal, oh, by the way, we're going to slice off 70 acres on the back side of the ranch that's already got a pre-existing beautiful log home with a beautiful view of the mountains, and that's what you get to keep, Casey, at no charge. I mean, that guy came out smelling like a rose. So you could tell they were setting that up for the next series.
I kind of lost interest in that show.
Okay,
I was addicted for a while.
It's over now.
So. Yeah,
I just never did it.
When they killed Costner,
like, I didn't even know they sold off the property.
Mm-hmm.
Way to spoil it.
It's been out for a while, Kim.
It's been out for a long time. I'm not spoiling
how
that for anybody.
Time has to pass?
Watched Yellowstone
how much time
at this
has
point?
To pass
Did
before you can
Kevin...
officially say what happened? Like, can I spoil Beauty and the Beast for someone? It's been like 30 years since that came out.
It's come out. Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show on February 9th sparked significant controversy, leading to 125 complaints filed with the FCC. Apparently, 100 of those were from Drake. That's a joke. Viewers cited several concerns, including provocative dance moves and perceived anti-American themes. A particular point of contention was Lamar's performance of Not Like Us, a track containing lyrics that many interpreted as a direct diss towards fellow rapper Drake, including alleged allegations of pedophilia.
A minority.
Oh, my God.
I'm just so happy that we have some really wholesome, family-friendly performers that we can air primetime TV when families sit down together and watch a sporting event.
Yes, to
Doesn't
watch
that just make
men,
you happy?
Men bush into their heads and get CTE. So. Yeah.
Football,
what are you talking about?
What?
We're criticizing the music, not the game.
Come on,
Carl. Back off.
Sue, this one's going to affect you. Mega Millions is set to revamp its game starting April 8th with notable changes aimed at enhancing player experience. The ticket price will increase from $2 to $5 per play, marking the second price adjustment since the game's inception over two decades ago.
Oh, but you missed the most important part of that story. They're going to reduce the odds to make it a little easier to win from 1 in 320 million to like 1 in 295 million.
Wait, Sue, you're a big lottery player?
No, she's not.
Not at all. So, yeah.
Never.
All right. Even if I'm in the same boat.
20 billion, Sue's like, nope.
Oh, so, I'd be in the same. Yeah. Keeping her why waste your money?
All right.
Yeah. And I got one last quick one. Former Cardinal Tyler O'Neill did something amazing yesterday. He hit his sixth home run on an opening day.
Yeah, that was cool.
Wow.
So for the last 6 years on opening day, Tyler O'Neill has hit a home run.
Glad we got rid of that guy.
He usually doesn't do much afterwards, but opening day, he is money.
He is money, baby. Money. Glad the Cards won opening day for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.